Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
State officials are pushing for increased workplace safety standards. For more on the story, let's go to KSRM's own Matt Wilson.
During a joint hearing of the House Health and Social Services and House State Affairs Committees on Wednesday, lawmakers heard testimony from frontline workers and workplace safety experts who urged the Dunleavy administration to establish workplace safety standards as organizations across the state navigate the challenges of working during a pandemic. Alaska Occupational Safety and Health has the authority to create regulations and guidance ranging from best practices and physical distancing to airflow management in state and public buildings. And some legislators believe the sufficient steps have not taken place. Chair of the House Health and Social Services Committee, Tiffany Zolsky of Bethel, says, "I'm alarmed by the lack of coordination between the administration and Alaska Occupational Safety and Health, which sets workplace safety standards for business across the state to issue evidence-based guidance to safely reopen amidst a global pandemic. Businesses need clear, comprehensive standards to ensure Alaska is safely reopening our economy in a way that protects frontline workers and Alaskans who patron local businesses." The joint hearing included testimony from teachers, hotel workers, and specialists who testified about dangerous working conditions. Terry Gerstein, director of the State and Local Enforcement Project under the Harvard Labor and Work-Life Program, testified about many states which, unlike Alaska, have taken action to ensure safety of both public and private workplaces. Rebecca Himshute, an English as a second language specialist in Sitka, told members of the committees that it's impossible for schools to operate safely without statewide face covering mandate. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
Thank you, Matt. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly decided this week to allow voters to decide on the establishment of Western Emergency Services, the result of efforts to expand the Anchor Point Fire and Emergency Medical Service area boundaries to include the Nanilchik area. Ordinance 2020-31 was up for public debate during Tuesday's Borough Assembly meeting. It aimed to address the needs of the Nanilchik area and how the Anchor Point Emergency Medical Service could be used to serve both communities. A working group appointed by Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce and approved by the Borough Assembly held public meetings in late May to discuss the possibility of forming a joint Nanilchik Anchor Point service area. During Tuesday's meeting, Assembly Member Brent Johnson said the people of Nanilchik are ready for improved services.
The Nanilchik Emergency Service Area was an entity in and of itself. It wasn't elected by the people of Nanilchik. At any rate, they came to this hiccup where the chief was fired and the assistant chief as well. In the long and short of it was that the people of Nanilchik voiced a desire to have improved services. They wanted to have something that they knew was going to be functioning.
He then explained why a joint service should be titled Western Emergency Services.
We have Central Emergency Services and we have Kachemak Emergency Services, and this will be Western Emergency Services, and it fits right between Central and Kachemak.
The working group found that a joint service area would generate a number of benefits for both areas, both in quality of service for residents as well as cost. The ordinance passed an assembly vote, so the issue will now go before the voters in Anchor Point and Nanilchik during the regular election on October 6th. It must pass with a majority in both areas for Western Emergency Services to be established. That's KSRM News covering the Kenai and Alaska for over 50 years and found online at RadioKenai.com. I'm Jason Lee.